Hello everybody, this is Victor here from Trend Following Trading for Beginners, and here's my weekly update on my Sambo trading portfolio, coming up next. Hello everybody, welcome back for another week of my episode. There's nothing last week because I was basically sick, gone off for a week. No COVID-19, but just really, really bad headache with hay fever. But time flies, and it's already 1 week, and we saw quite a bit of activities over the week. And also last week as well, meaning last but not least is really gold. Gold has been like last couple of weeks slowly waking its head, getting back up. And it's done a W-shape bottom, which I've said about that last couple of weeks ago. And now it's basically it's broken through the 50-day moving average line as well. But the funny thing is this is happening at the same time when the stock market is continuing to go up, in this case, U.S. stock market. Of course, the U.S. dollar index also went down as well, which support the theory of when gold goes up, that means the U.S. dollar index is weakening. But shouldn't the other theory also that the stock market should have gone down because people jump into gold as a safe haven or something? But in this case, it's not. We have both stock market going up as well as gold price gone up as well. This only, to me, basically means one thing. The market is sort of telling us there is some sort of either risk in the market somewhere or there's some inflation coming. Risk side, maybe the Wall Street is starting to take notice on Main Street as more and more people going back to work or something. But I think more on in a sense that it's more like inflation is coming along, even though Colonel Powell may say, you know, they have no worry about inflation. But I mean, they don't, US government or any politician will move the goalposts by changing the inflation target from 2% to, not looking at it, you know, let it go through more than 2% before doing anything with the interest rate and so forth. Yes, the COVID-19 is in the background, but being the US government, you or in the Fed, you should have seen on able to get a lot of data. I believe the Fed's already seen those up and coming inflation figures coming through this year from last year. So that's why they early in the year, Jerome Powell came out and just say, you know, they got to be a bit more relaxed about inflation, even reaching beyond 2% before even looking to the interest rate and so forth. I think that's is the case is coming through slowly through food prices and also Donald Trump's American First policies, moving or enticing U.S. Companies to move away from China manufacturing to other countries or back in the U.S. This definitely caused some sort of inflation because it's not easy to move from a place, let's say China, after you have established yourself 20, 30 years with the supply chain. And for other countries to take over, it takes some time. Even in going back to U.S., it also takes time. So overall, I think inflation over the years will be coming back up through as well. So overall, now we sort of see this coming through and gold prices is, in my view, is reflecting. But I could be totally wrong, but the market price action seems to be telling us it is going up. And so we just have to wait and see how things go. And at the same time, I said before, the treasury yields has is gone down. Basically, that means the price of the treasury bonds are getting more expensive. And that was what I thought before as well. People has been, I think, middle of March, April last year, when the yield gone down to like 0.5% or something because everybody was panicking and gone to the U.S. treasury bonds because of the coronavirus. But now, ever since then, has been more or less going up one straight line to recently as 1.75 for 10 years and for 30 years, like 1.46 or something. So very close to 2.5. So like 2.46 to 2.5. So it's more or less like a straight line. And a lot of people was basically shorting the U.S. bonds market. And then, of course, that means the yields increases. And suddenly did a sudden turn about, you know, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks or so ago, now causes, you know, quite a bit of a turmoil in some companies like RGOs and other companies as well, and there are a lot of margin call coming through. But unfortunately, didn't really touch the, fortunately in a way, not really touch the US stock market. But it does show that, you know, there's some readjustment of risk going on within the market, and we just have to wait and see what else is coming through. And of course, like I said before, the US dollar index have gone, been moved back down from, I think, a couple of weeks ago, from 93.5 down to 91.5. And at the same time, gold and silver take account of this reduction in the US dollar strength and move up. We just have to wait and see how long this will last. Last time it stick around 90.5 area, and then we bounce and see how far it will go this time. It might rebound, may not, and all eyes, I think, in the coming weeks, we'll be just looking at 90.5 area. Just have a look. And of course, over the weeks, we also have corn base apparently have gone in the listing in the US and gone up like 70% on opening bell, but then end of the day only up 31%. And in that sense, I think a lot of US people or companies are betting on Bitcoin or digital currencies, and since Coinbase actually this exchange for cryptocurrency actually gone up quite a lot. This on reflection, also look at Bitcoin for the last couple of weeks while I was off the air, it have gone above the 60,000 mark. It took quite a long time to go above 60,000, but you know, it did just decisively, just went up. And I think over Friday or yesterday, and weekend trading, it gone up to like 64, around 64,000 area. But today, for IG index is saying it's gone back down to 54K. So it's very, very volatile, it's moving down. But as this stage, I think people are still betting on Bitcoin will be following similar. Well, maybe gold is following Bitcoin or Bitcoin following gold as we move up as the US dollar, you know, weakens. But we just have to wait and see how it is, because digital currency is very much a new thing and haven't got with anything back it up except, you know, people's hope. And also, obviously, it's not controlled by governments anywhere. But gold, on the other hand, you can basically, you know, exchange for other food and services, you know, that have been used for donkey years throughout history for thousands of years. Will Bitcoin actually take over gold, replace gold or replace currency? I don't know. It's just another form of, you know, people exchanging things. But we'll just wait and see. But in fact, I've been looking at it all the time, and it's just been very volatile for me to do anything big on it. And it's always just a very small amount of my portfolio actually on Bitcoin. But overall, it's done pretty well because the trend following system is seeing the big trends going up and down both ways. But it does have very volatile up and down in either way, so you need to be manage your risk properly. And last but not least, I think on Friday, Morgan Stanley also came up with the news that it lost about just under a billion, I believe, $910 million on the Archegos collapse. It just we really need to ask the question, how can a fund, however format it is, you know, able to borrow so much money, and then with when problem happens, then all the banks have done one thing and lost so much money, you know, almost $1 billion dollars. And for Morgan Stanley, of course, other banks also have to suffer the Credit Suisse as well. But you know, for one fund, however set up it is, to have managed able to borrow so much money, this really is like something is wrong with the system. And overall, people just use that excuse or way to get around check and balances and borrow more than they can afford. And I think after all this debacle, when this thing settles, people, they will probably see a lot more regulation trying to stop whatever, you know, Archegos actually gone through and stop it happening again. Anyway, let's have a look at my chart sample trend following portfolio and see how it gone last couple of weeks. Okay, first off the bat is Apple. Short term is still a buy, medium term is neutral, but long term is gone to buy now. since 2 weeks ago. It's like changed and since Dow Jones continued move up and NASDAQ have recovered a bit. And Apple's continued to move up. So long term is a buy as well for Apple. Next is Amazon. Short term is still buy, medium and neutral again. Long term is changed to buy signal as well. So just see how long it will keep up, but it's good news for people who are into buying Amazon. Next is Australian dollar against US dollars. It have moved up quite a bit since the last update because the US dollar index sort of weakened. So short term now is a buy, medium is neutral, long term is also a buy. So I think it's going back to what it was early in the year and last year if US dollar index continue to weaken. And then I think all the other crosses against US dollar will have to go up, so Australian dollar would just benefit from it. And so it's a good trade for watching the any major currency against US dollar. So start watch out on those. And in this case, your Australian dollars go to gaining strength, so to speak. Yep. Next is Brent crude. Short term is a buy, medium term is neutral, long term is also a buy. Same as WTI crude oil. Short term is a buy, medium and neutral, long term is a buy too. So there's a slight change from a couple of weeks ago when short term is changed from sell. Now this week is basically buy. Things have sort of moved up a little bit. A little spat between US and Russia over the week, with US put more sanction on Russia and Russia retaliated by putting more sanction back to the US government. And that sort of helps crude oil a little bit, obviously, with like for example UK easing the lockdown and stuff, with more trades slowly coming back up, so it should be good for crude oil. But I think the biggest driver for me anyway this year, my biggest driver will be for gold. But I think later in the year, when there's more inflation to come in and the US dollar weakens, but the next logical pay after gold this year next year is Brent crude. So we'll just wait and see here. Next is DAX in Germany. Short term is a buy, medium term is a buy, long term is a buy, so no change from 2 weeks ago. Dow Jones, same thing here, buy across the board just like DAX, and just continue, just slowly creeping up. It just give me a bit of feeling like crude oil for the last 3-4 months ago. Slowly, step at a time, and just going up. So we just see how long it goes. But the other thing is, this 100 days when the new President Joe Biden come into office, sometime now, it's more like 3 months now. So I give him, let's say, at end of April, we just may see, you know, people start questioning his work and how things have done. I mean, he done pretty well on the vaccinations front, and at least try to start talking to U.S. allies, and rather than like President Donald Trump, you know, kick other people out. But it don't seem to done much on with Germany on the Nord 2 pipeline. Still very much has done, just like Donald Trump does. But we'll see how it goes. But at least Dow Jones seems to be reacting in favor of Joe Biden. But we just have to see how things are when this 100 days gone. People start slowly getting to know what Joe Biden can do and what they have done. And the market will just have to judge him according to what he's done. Dow Jones for me anyway, I think it's been on a quite good move up so far lately. But I think many people already talk about it, not just myself. It's the divorce between the stock market and then the mainstream, and many people around the world losing jobs. And funny thing you probably have maybe noticed, is the U.S. news seem to don't talk too much about vaccination as much as, you know, 3-4 months ago. Yes, a lot more shooting going on, police brutality in America, but people seem to somehow I think the news, U.S. news, seems to be more engaged in the police force brutality of it is showing up again. But I think the vaccination is something that's going to be quite a big theme for the rest of this year, because country around the world may start to vaccinate their own citizens, but you know, when are they going to allow citizens from other countries to come in for a visit for just basically for business trade, business journey, or maybe just come over just like domestic for entertainment, that kind of thing. That really will then the acid test once I allow to open up the skies and allow countries from different people from different countries to go and visit different countries and let the trade coming through properly, and we just have to see how things go. Dow Jones probably will, you know, benefit from it, but I think until we got a very clear way of how the vaccination is going around the world, maybe Dow Jones move may be, you know, a bit more cautious moving up. But we'll just have to wait and see. Next is FTSE 100. Short term is a buy, medium is a buy, long term is a buy. So it's following its big brother in Dow Jones in America. Seems to be doing well at the moment. And obviously, like I said earlier in the podcast, UK started easing off the lockdown. Many people just jumped out and basically sit in a park, go to the pub and eat, go and eat. But yes, they cannot go inside the premises, but a lot of shops basically have, you know, chairs and tables outside the restaurants and pubs and things like that, and letting people sitting outside getting some businesses, and lots of people going to the park, and many people go to the beach and seaside as well. So I think, you know, the economy slowly coming back out again. We're just waiting to see how things are, and FTSE obviously celebrating its UK lockdown easing, and as we continue to move up. So just have to wait and see and watch out, see how where FTSE will go. So next is gold. Like I said before, is short term is going to buy, medium term is neutral, long term is also neutral. So this downward pressure coming down for gold seems to have easing a little bit, with the price of gold continue moving up. And I think it just broken the downward trend as well. There's a little downward channel, as I talked about before, it has broken it. And the top of that is very near to the 200-day moving average, 50-days moving average. Have broken that on Thursday, I believe, and continue to do so on Friday. So we just have to, I think, discuss a bit of legs when you move up with the MACD. And I said before, 2 weeks ago, he's doing a bearish divergent, a bullish divergent, a slight one. And I think this move of gold will just continue. Maybe just the first test and see how it goes. I think that the next thing is when it coming back down, it does it test the top of that channel, that downward channel leave with us, and then go broke below too much and continue to go back up. Then I think gold will definitely have a lot more legs to move up. But for the time being, short term anyway, it's definitely a buy for gold. And then medium and long term is still no choice. So watch this space. Next is Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong. Short term sell, medium and long term still neutral. This one continuing, Hong Kong don't seem to be following what happened in Dow Jones or in DAX in Europe, in Germany. And it's gone to the sell, even though have been trying to go up a bit, but still been down a bit by the market. So it's not looking good for Hong Kong Index. Next is Nasdaq. Short term, medium term, long term is all buy, so it's relatively good. From last 2 weeks ago, is even the trend following S2 system, turtle system, is also giving a buy signal this week. So all full aboard and see how it goes. But will it make a double top or will it make a new high for Nasdaq? Who knows? We just have to wait and see. Next is Nikkei. Short term is a buy, medium term is neutral, long term is a buy. It's not much change from last couple of weeks. Silver following its big brother in gold, and yes, it's broken back above the $25 mark. Short term is a buy, medium term, long term is also neutral. So we'll just have to wait and see how things go. If gold continue to move up, then silver, yeah, if you haven't got gold in your portfolio, silver may be the next one to basically catch up, so to speak. Next is US dollar, again the Chinese yuan. Short term is a sell, medium term buy, long term is neutral. So I think the US dollar index weakening is basically means, you know, strength against the other currency. So this Chinese dollar is gaining strength, and so it's getting more expensive for US dollar by Chinese dollar. So short term is a sell, medium is still a buy, long term is a neutral now. Similar things for US dollar against Japanese yen. It has changed signs basically. For short term it's a sell, medium long term still a buy. And for yen, I suppose it just me looking at it, looks like there is some sort of head and shoulder going on. We're waiting for the bounce for the left, so the right shoulder, the left shoulder, then the head's there. And the right shoulder may rebound, probably coming in later on. We just had to wait and see. But it could be a head and shoulder formation. But who knows? As far as I'm concerned, trend following is just my trend following tells me what to do first. But there's some sort of indication looking at the chart. So I'll give some maybe possible a view of a head and shoulder formation. If it does really look at a very strong strengthening of the Japanese yen, that sort of go hand in hand with the US dollar index. If it's weakening further, then probably see a lot more of that. So just wait and see. Next is British pound against Japanese yen. Short term is a sell, medium to long term is still buy. And British pound again against US dollar, short term is a sell, medium long term is neutral. So British pound on this one, short term is a sell on this one. We haven't seen, based on even this week, have seen a basic weakening of the British pound against US dollars and also against the Japanese yen as well. So we just have to watch out and see how things go with the easing of lockdown, see how much it's actually helped the British pound. Next is Bitcoin. Short term, medium, long term is a buy across the board, same as last 2 weeks ago. But one thing I also noticed on Bitcoin now, you can actually see a small bearish divergence. I think the price continued going up in the price itself, price movement, but the MACD histogram is going the other way slowly. The highs is getting lower, you get lower highs, and it's forming a downward trend. Push down line there. So we just aware how far Bitcoin will go. It have gone above the 60,000 mark, like I said earlier, I think during last week, but today on over the weekend trade with IG index is showing about 54,000, so it came back below the 60,000 line. So we just had to wait and see how things are. But as far as the trend following system goes, it's buy across the board, but MACD is telling something different. MACD bearish divergence is showing up, so watch out. Next is iShares TLT ETF. Short term is a buy, medium is neutral, long term is a sell. The US Treasury yields have sort of gone down a bit. That means more people is buying the bond itself. So short term wise is a buy. But short term, medium term is neutral, long term is a sell. So just wait and see what market will do next. Tesla, short term is a buy, medium is neutral, long term is a buy. The Nasdaq increase seems to have helped it a bit. So we just see how continue to watch it. Next is Australian index, XJO. Short term, medium to long term is all buy. So buy for medium term, short term and long term. That seems to now following Nasdaq as well, Dow Jones, Nasdaq and things as well. So we just wait and see. Last but not least is Alibaba. Short term is a buy, medium is neutral, long term is still a sell. Now I think on Wednesday or something, China basically started a big fine on Alibaba for market dominance, market abuse kind of thing, just like the US government does to Microsoft and Amazon, those kind of things, Facebook. It's about just over 2 billion, I think 2.1 billion US dollar. But from the big point of view, overall point of view for Alibaba, that's not too much of an issue. I think it annual gains is much more than that. I think that's only like 20%, less than 20% of the annual gain, annual profit. So it's a big, huge fine in China, though. It's the biggest so far. And it's basically a warning shot for other companies within China as well. So if they got market dominance, Chinese government is not having it like the West, in the Western world, be more relaxed. The Chinese government really stand on it because it want really stable economics environment. So it don't want any upheavals, got problems, and stock market going down can cause this quietness within the countries and causes stability of the Chinese government. So Alibaba is really basically being made to become a not a scapegoat in a sense, but sort of like showing the other companies within China. So if you abuse your market dominance, you get a big fine. And so for me anyway, the big block of uncertainty about Chinese regulation, at least it's a bit easing now because after this big fine, but there's still relatively unknown yet of what the Chinese government new rules are, how this anti trust whatever anti-practices that's going to put in place across the board. But I believe Alibaba definitely can make it over long term, but at least in short term wise, one of the main obstacles are the fines and how the Chinese government will feel it as part of easing somewhat. So just a wait and see. But overall, it's still long term, still a sell. Short term is a buy though, and just have to wait and see how it goes. So overall, I think this is basically the update for the last couple of weeks. I think the main things for me anyway, and for people who listen to the podcast, is gold and silver. Watch out, I think second half especially of the year, when Joe Biden, you know, already in the office for more than 100 days, and start to see if it's any of his economics. I think the 1.9 trillions of, you know, money basically put into people's pocket, would actually spend it, would actually help to move the economies or not. And we people start looking at what he's doing, and then judging by then. But there's also, of course, the vaccination within UK as well as around the world, as US and stuff, that probably, you know, cost quite a bit of could cause a bit of stir if the vaccination not going well, because some already having blood clots around Europe and so forth, and not sure if it's actually happening in the US or not. So all things seem to be working pretty well so far for US or Dow Jones, except still very high infection rate with the COVID-19. But if things continue this way, more people get vaccinated, hopefully the spread of coronavirus in America and around the world should be dampened and slowed down, which will help the world to recover a bit. But I still worry about the inflation that coming through, and therefore, you know, gold is really for me this year is a big play, and so is crude oil and any Europe foreign exchange crosses against US dollars is also something to watch out for. But that's what I'm looking at so far, and hopefully you can make some money out of that. Anyway, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye for now.